Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Royal Standing Podcast. I'm your host, Eddie, and joining me, as always, is Patrick Meehan and Rompas, who hasn't been joining us for like the last couple weeks because he's doing his own thing. But the reason why all of us are together is because we had a really, really good interview. We can only keep her around for maybe 20, 25 minutes. So we try to get as much as we can out of, you know, that interview in that short time frame. We had Christina Birkenroth of Rayadas, striker for Rayadas, I should say. Really good interview, even though we had some, you know, connection problems to start. But when all things were good, like once we figured out the issue, it was a really good interview. And she's really like, I like to think that she didn't give us like athlete talk. Like she did drop a couple cliches, but she was really like open.
But,
and that's what I was kind of looking for. But no, go ahead, Pat.
No, but she said it herself. Like, this is going to sound cliche.
Yeah.
Because some questions have to sound cliche. No, but I got to go with you on that one. It was really cool to talk with her. She's, you know, a star in Rayadas and one of the best teams in the Liga MX. And, you know, really easy to talk to, very open to talk to us. And obviously great for us because, you know, we're speaking in English with a Rayadas player who's also speaking in English. So I don't know. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah. Rompas, what did you make of the interview really quickly?
Well, the thing is that it didn't feel like an interview. That's what I think the best about it. It was more like a chat between people who know each other for a long time, because it was really easy to ask those questions, and it was really I think she was really happy that it wasn't the usual interview. So
yeah,
kind of let it go. So
that's what I told you guys in our group chat. I kind of wanted to make this not like a standard interview that she'll get like from the press, where it's like, you ask a question and then she'll answer. I'll ask a question, she'll answer. Like, I kind of wanted to make this like a flowing conversation, and I kind of felt like we got the most out of that. So for people who are listening, we really hope you enjoy this interview. A special thank you to Rompas who got this together. Also shout out to the, you know, Rayos, Rayadas media relations team who are, gave us this access. Like I said, I started this one like a year and a half ago. I didn't think I was gonna fast forward to this. So we hope you enjoy this, because we enjoyed, you know, talking to her. So for everyone, enjoy the interview. We have a very, 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 very special guest. We have Christina Birkenroth of the Rayadas. I hope I said your last name right. I'm terrible with names, and I took a lot of journalism classes, but that never stuck. So I always ask, you know, apologies in advance. But me and Pat and Rompas, we always wanted to do this just because of the influx of Mexican Americans. Like I'm Mexican American, and so I don't know. It's just like, it's just like a connection and just something new that the league is going through. But I wanted to get started just, you know, with this quick interview, just start it off. We're trying to keep it like casual, nothing like, I don't know. I just like, I don't want, when I've interviewed like college athletes, I don't want that like athlete speak where they just give you the cliches. Like I always try to make, like, even when I was, you know, as a college reporter, I always try to make it like, okay, like just keep it as a conversation. Like I don't want to just ask you something and then you just give me something. It's like I always like pride myself in doing that. But I wanted to just, you know, get this interview off with just your start. At what point in your life, or not at what point, but how did you get, you know, where did this love for soccer come from, and at what point did you just wanted to say, I want to give this a try?
Yeah. Well, first of all, thank you for having me on this. I was so excited when the Rayadas like social media team was like, oh, and people want to interview you. They're from America. I'm like, oh, thank God. I was like, let's do it. But no, I mean, so my love for soccer and just passion for soccer stemmed at like a really young age. Basically, it was kind of like a monkey see, monkey do situation in the fact that I have two older brothers, both very athletic growing up, and whatever they did, I wanted to do. And so naturally, they played soccer, and I would always just watch them on the sidelines because I wasn't old enough to play yet. And so the moment I turned, I don't know, I think it was 5 or 6, I got to join one of their teams. And so I just immediately fell in love with it because I just had this like natural, I don't know, talent for it. Even at such a young age, my dad could just see how much joy it brought me and how natural it came to me. And so so I kind of just stuck with it, and I just started, you know, I just started watching YouTube videos and on different players like Mia Hamm and Ronaldinho, and I just wanted to do everything they did. And one thing about me that I don't know if a lot of people know is just I'm very self-motivated. And so I was always that kid that just grabbed the ball after school. I don't care if people were with me or if I was alone. I would just grab the ball and go outside and juggle and always try to beat my number. Like, let's just say I got 9 juggles. Like the next day I was like, okay, I'm going to get 11. And so, you know, I just kept going. And it was just like that natural passion for wanting to have a ball at my feet. And so it just kind of grew from there. But yeah, I definitely have to thank my brothers for even playing soccer to begin with.
No, I was saying I was going to ask about what players you wanted to, or you were, did you grow up like watching? And you said Mia Hamm, Ronaldinho. So those are good names, obviously. But then you started playing, you went to college, to Cal State Fullerton. Tell us all about it, that experience.
Yeah, so my college career was really interesting. So I guess like getting to college was a different story than I guess most college athletes. I actually went through a time of like homelessness and just a really rough patch in my life in high school. And so my college career kind of started when I was just at the right place at the right time. I was guest playing for a club team, Nomads, in my senior year in high school. And, you know, by senior year, anybody who's going to play Division I soccer has already committed. They committed like their sophomore year, junior year. And so I was very, very late in the process. So the club team that I was guest playing for, we just happened to be playing at a college in San Diego, just a little, you know, Saturday game or something like that. And the club coach happened to know that college coach. And so it was just a really right place, right time. And the club coach kind of just went to the college coach and was like, hey, I have this girl. She's really talented. She's really good. But like, here's her situation off the field. Can you help her? Like, it's, you know, I promise you, she's going to do good things for your school. And so thank God this college coach was like, he like trusted the club coach and was just like, yeah, like bring her up, bring her on. And by this time, like I had already graduated high school. And so I was just like, okay, you know what? If something's going to happen, it's going to happen. Leave it in God's hands. And so the next day I got a call from the college coach, Damian Brown. And he was like, hey, Christina, my name's Damian. You know, I know Brian McManus, your club coach. And like, he told me a lot about you. And so why don't you come up to Fullerton in Orange County this weekend and I'll show you around and we can kind of talk situations. I was like, okay. Like, literally had no idea of the college recruiting process, had no idea of anything. And so I ended up going up to Fullerton that weekend and just kind of just taking a tour of the school, watching a practice. So basically, yeah, I ended up going to campus and he offered me a full ride right there. And so I just kind of took it and ran. And, you know, freshman year, I mean, throughout the years, I ended up doing really well. Sophomore year, I kind of went through a little sophomore slump. I think having a good freshman year kind of got my head a little big, got a little too confident, too comfortable. And then just being at that, like, I don't know, that low, having a terrible season my sophomore year, I kind of just, you know, flipped the switch and just told myself, I'm going to absolutely crush this junior, senior year. And ended up doing so. Basically, after the sophomore slump, I flipped the switch and I just told myself and that I was going to absolutely crush these next 2 years and make the most of it, because I had goals of wanting to go professional. And so I just knew that there wasn't room in my life for slumps, or it was another mindset. If I do have a slump, how am I going to react? And that's kind of the mindset that I took with me the next 2 years. And so I ended up, you know, just doing really well. I mean, we had a really, really good class. I had a good class by my side and great teammates and a great coach. And so there was just all these factors that helped me so much. But yeah, looking back at college, it was, I mean, definitely some of the best days of my life, some of the best times, best games. So it's really just a great experience to look back on. I'm so thankful for it.
But I kind of wanted to ask you, just, you know, transitioning from your college career to your professional career, you went to the Czech Republic. Where did that come from? Because I would understand maybe going like to France, England, maybe the NWSL, somewhere to, you know, to get your career to career, you know, get the career off. But where did the Czech Republic come from?
So it's kind of funny, actually. So after the NWSL, I wanted to go to Europe. I wanted to play. So I actually went to Norway for like about 4 months and just had not a great experience. And so immediately came home after like 4 months. And I was just like, this is not for me. And I was really just in like kind of a depressed time in my life after that, those like few months overseas. And so I was actually thinking about quitting. I was just like, I don't know if I'm going to keep playing, just because the NWSL was, it was hard to kind of like get into, and I think I had a good start in it, but it was just kind of a scary thought going back to it just for different reasons. But, I had this friend that was playing in Prague in the Czech Republic that played with me at Orlando, actually. And so she randomly texted me one day and was like, hey, like our striker just left. Like, are you like, what are you doing with soccer? And at that time, it was the first time in my life where I didn't have a team wrapped up. Like, I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was doing. I didn't have a contract set up or anything. And so I was like, shoot, like, maybe this is a good opportunity. But at first I said no. I was just like, no, I don't know. I don't know if I'm going to keep playing. And so after talking to a lot of people and just like a lot of athletes saying like, just that team was really good. And second, a lot of people just saying Prague in general is one of the most beautiful cities ever in Europe. And I was like, okay, maybe I'll give it another chance. So I texted my friend back and I was like, I actually don't have anything wrapped up right now. Like, can you tell me a little more about the team? She was like, yeah, there's like 5 Americans on the team. We play in Champions League. We sit at the top of the table with a couple other teams in the league. And she said, it's a really good competitive team. And she was like, the league isn't that great, but there's tournaments and whatnot where you can really showcase yourself. And I was like, okay, this is awesome. I was a little, like, I had no idea where Czech Republic was or like, I don't know anything about it really. I was pretty naive about it. And then I kind of just like started stalking their Instagram, like of the team and whatnot. And I saw girls that went there that like played at Duke and played at just like these really top colleges in America. And I was like, okay, well, this team has to be legit if these girls are going there, you know? And so I went and I kind of just took the risk and took the chance, and they flew me out like the next week. And I had a short little trial and then I ended up signing the contract. But honestly, I'd have to say that was, as much as you'd think, like, Czech Republic was a bad career move, which some people will still say it was because it's not the best league. Just the experiences that came with it and how much it helped me grow as a human too. It was probably one of the best decisions of my life. And just competing in Champions League 2 years in a row and, you know, playing against German teams all the time in the Bundesliga, it was a pretty cool experience, I'd have to admit. Like, I would never regret saying, like, I went and played over there.
What was the best, like, moment while playing in the Czech Republic? Because you're going into a new environment, new country. I'm pretty sure you don't know the language. What was the best moment that you got out of playing, you know, in the Czech Republic?
That was the first time where, so you guys know obviously what a derby is, just like the two hometowns.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was the first time where I really experienced a derby that the country and that the city was just so passionate about. Just the morning of the game, it was just like a different feeling. The vibe in the locker room during my first experience with like the derby was unreal. Like, these girls were out for a war. And it was just, it was cool because in the NWSL, like, yeah, you have rivals, you have teams that are, everybody's good, it's awesome. But like, it's like this derby felt like it was more than a game. Like, it was for the city. It was for everybody. Like, it wasn't just for us. It was for, yeah, the city, the country. And there was just so much passion behind that game that I was just like, okay, this is sick. I'm like, this is cool. This is like what soccer is about right here. So I think that was probably the coolest experience.
Rompos, are you there? Are you still with the bad audio?
I think it's better now.
A little bit. We could try.
So basically, I was going to say that on Twitter, basically, just so you know, a lot of people say that you're my niece because we look alike a little bit. Just to throw it out there. And just the question would be, what's your best experience up until now? And what's your biggest aspiration as a woman soccer player? What's your biggest accomplishment? What would that be?
Okay, wait, I think I heard your question. Was it, what was your biggest accomplishment as?
Yeah, yes. Like your biggest accomplishment and your biggest aspiration as a.
Okay, mm-hmm. That's a good question. That's like always hard for me to answer because I feel like I have a lot of like little ones, but I still have more. I think my biggest accomplishment so far has been, I guess this is going to sound kind of cliche too, but I would just say my biggest accomplishment is just having gone through so many trials and whatnot as a player and as a human, and just always like keeping on, like always just, I guess, my faith being bigger than my fears. And, you know, when I felt every reason inside of me to quit and just to like to stop playing and start coaching or something or do something easier, you know what I mean? It's like, I chose to keep going. And now I'm on a cool team in Mexico. So that sounds cliche and vague, but I would just say that's like what keeps me going. And then my biggest aspiration, shoot, I don't know. My biggest aspiration, like medium-term goal, short-term goal, or like long-term goal. I feel like I have so many aspirations. Yeah.
Well, we can probably start, because short-term, obviously, you know, Rayadas, to be successful there. And then mm-hmm. after we finish talking Rayadas, you can tell us your medium and long-term goals if you want.
Okay, cool.
So
cool.
First, how did you get to Rayadas? How was that like?
I was like, that's actually a funny story. So I had just chosen not to re-sign with the team in Prague. And so I came back home our team or our season over there got cut short because of COVID. But, and so again, I was just like without a team. I was like, oh shoot, I hope somebody picks me up. but yeah, so I looked in my Instagram DMs and an agent had texted me from Mexico or like DM'd me from Mexico. And he was like, hey, do you want to play in Mexico? And I was like, yes, but who are you? Like, yeah, but what can you do? Like, what? And so I was just like sketchily texting him back. And I was like, yeah, I was like, hey, hola. And then he was like, okay, because I can get you to the best team in Mexico. And I was like, what do you mean? Like, what? I was like, I don't have my Mexican passport. Like, I don't have anything. And he was like, no te preocupes. Like, don't worry. Like, we'll get you here. And then he was like, all I need from you is an okay and times to Zoom these like GMs, basically. And I was like, okay. But then I started asking him questions like, well, who are you? Like, who do you represent? You know, those type of questions. And he ended up being legit. He's currently my agent now. So I'm, awesome. We're good.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was kind of funny. And then I just like that, I told him times that I was available to contact these GMs from different clubs over here. And I like Zoomed with Americas. I Zoomed with Tigres, sorry. And then I Zoomed with Rayadas, and just this seemed the more personable kind of interview and whatnot. So it was just a cool experience. And then next thing you know, I'm here. So it all started from a DM.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it really is. The power of social media.
Yeah. So before we let you go, just a couple of questions on the Rayadas and the city of Monterrey. How's your integration into the squad? I know there's a couple of Mexican Americans, so it kind of makes it a little bit more easier. Just because I don't know, I've been to Mexico. Pat's Mexican. I'm Mexican American. Okay. Sometimes, like when I would go, I'd still like feel timid and be like, okay, are they judging my Spanish? Or like, oh, like okay, I don't want to sound too American. Like I don't want my American side to come out too much. But how has that like integration been like? Just having, you know, like Ania Mejia, I don't want to butcher her last name, but Tanya, I'll just say her first name. Yeah. Having them just like those players, and then how's just, you know, I think Daniela Solis too, she went to school up here in the US. How have they treated you and helped you like integrate into the squad?
Yeah, so actually that's the one thing that has been different than every other team I've been on so far, is this team was so welcoming, like extremely, extremely welcoming, to the point where I thought it was like almost weird. I was like, wow, I was like, these girls are awesome. As far as my Spanish, I'm by far the worst one on the team. I'll admit that proudly, but the thing is I can understand everything, but speaking it is so difficult for me. So usually if they talk, like I'll sometimes respond in English. But it's good that I can understand everything, but also I'm a pretty outgoing person, and I've just learned to be with all these different teams and countries I've had to integrate with. And so by now I just have the experience and have the knowledge that like, as long as you try, they'll understand, you know, they'll kind of get the point. My grammar's so bad. Like usually, oh my, I can't even tell you. I like just confuse the tenses so much, but like I'll speak it. And even though I'm wrong, I'm like confidently wrong. So it's like, yeah, they love it. You know what I mean?
Okay. That helps. That helps a lot when you're confident, really, even if you're wrong.
It really does. And like by now I've been here almost 4 months, 3 months, 4 months. And so now there's times where I'm speaking and like I'll correct myself. And they're like, oh, good job.
Nice.
Yeah. But the integration process has been good. It was a little difficult for me on the field, playing wise at first, just because it's a new country, a new style, a new team. But I think that now I'm getting more and more comfortable. and more confident on the field. So it's been good. It's been good.
I wanted to ask about on the field stuff. Obviously, Rayadas comes from successful seasons in the past. So obviously, they want to continue bringing in crazy good players from Europe like you. And so, yeah, what's kind of obviously the aspiration is championships, I guess. But what else is there in Rayadas that we can look forward to in the coming seasons?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely championship. That is one of our team goals for sure. And another goal we have is just, you know, to play with complete passion behind us, you know. You know, we make it a point every day in training and every game to just try to come out with as much heart and as much passion and as much love for the game. And almost just appreciation for being able to do this every day. I think that's something that this team really does well. It's just, we're always reminded by either different players or the coaching staff that, hey, we get to be here. We get to do this. Let's play with that like childlike love for the game that we know and that like what got us here in the first place. And so, yeah, I mean, again, that's kind of vague, but just a lot of passion behind our game and a lot of hopefully a lot of goals scored and just a lot of appreciation for just being able to be out there and be successful. So, yeah.
I guess for you especially also have a game with the fans, right?
Oh my God, I cannot wait. I seriously cannot wait. Because it's already so good without the fans. Like, I can tell the passion, but I heard these fans are amazing. Like, it's pretty crazy. I can't wait to experience it with the fans. Like, I think it's going to be a whole nother level.
Yeah, Pat was actually at the opening of the Liga against the America?
Yeah, against America.
Yeah, he was there, and he can vouch.
That's so cool.
I've always all my life gone to Rayados games, and Rayadas, since they started, I didn't live in Monterrey. So anytime I would go, either, you know, off season or whatever. So I finally got to go to one against America, and I was like shocked, like how passionate and how into it everybody was. So yeah, I can't wait for you guys, for you especially, to witness that.
Yeah, I can't wait. Hopefully it's soon. I actually heard they're gonna start bringing people little by little, but I don't know how true that is. Or
Rompas, do you have any is your audio good for one last question?
I think so. I don't know.
Yeah, you sound better now.
I was gonna ask you what's your main goal in Rayadas for you as a striker. What would be your main objective in the long term? I'm sorry, in the short term.
What's my main objective right now?
As a striker with the team.
Yeah. I guess, you know, my main objective right now is to just continue to integrate with the team as well as I can, and just use my minutes to the best of my abilities. We have a really good team, and so every starting spot is super competitive, and it's just it's almost unbelievable. Like, I haven't felt this much competitiveness since I played at Orlando, and so. Yeah, I would just say my objective is to use my minutes to the best of my abilities. And just, you know, when I do get the minutes, just freaking ball out, just ball out, score goals, help the team as much as I can. And yeah, just, you know, make it. I don't know. I've always played with the motto, like, the minutes that I do get, like, make the coach not forget those minutes that you played.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just kind of what I think of. So yeah, that'd be my objective right now.
So the last question I have, what, you've been in Monterrey for 4 months. What about the city? You know, what have you found, like, your go-to spot for food? Have you found, I know it's COVID era, so you can't really do much, but you know, I'm a big food person, so I'll always go to that. But have you found your go-to spots around the city, or do you need recommendations so people can randomly just slide into the DMs and say, check out this spot or go to that spot?
Yeah, I mean, recommendations would always be helpful, always, by the locals, for sure. I do have my spots though. I have three spots that I go to, but I'm a big cooker. Like I love cooking my own meals, so I don't go out too much. But for food, there's a place called Taller Urbano. It's so good. It's just, we actually know the chef, so she just cooks everything with love. That place, there's another place called Fit Truck, where it's just, it's super trendy. It's really just like, it's healthy food. And it's just, it's a vibe. You just go there and you're just like chilling and happy. And then my like go-to when I want to binge a little bit is Tito's Wings. Seriously, the best, like I'm a big wing girl. The best wings I've ever had, hands down. Like they're so good.
they're gonna have to like give, you know, some type of like commercial deal or sponsor deal, like so you can tweet them out.
I know.
Or shout them out on social media.
Honestly, though, I need to get sponsored by them. It's like the wings are just the perfect combination of like chile and limon, and they're grilled, so they're not like fried. It's so. Any recommendations are always welcome.
Yeah, people that are listening now, send in the recommendations. But my last question is your vlog in YouTube. That's been pretty cool, I guess, for people to follow along, like what's a professional soccer player do like in a daily basis? How do you, or why did you start that? And what do you want to do with that? Connect to the fans maybe?
Yeah, so the YouTube was a COVID passion project. I was alone. I had a roommate in Prague, but she ended up leaving before COVID hit. And then, so I was living alone in Prague. And so I was just like, you know what? I'm just going to start recording myself. And so I started doing it, and it started, you know, being pretty successful, and I got a lot of good feedback. And so it's something that kind of just like kept going and kept going. It's been a little bit of a struggle for me lately to post content just because I've been trying to integrate here, like personally, but I want to keep it going, and I hope to keep it going. And I guess the purpose of the channel is just to, let people know that just like the day-to-day life of a professional soccer player. And I'm also, I wouldn't say like I'm vulnerable on the videos, but I am very open. So if I'm having like a bad week or a bad month or a bad day, even, I mean, also the good times too, but it's like, I'm not afraid to say it. You know, I want my fans and the people who follow all these women, all these professional soccer players, like I want them to know that like we're human too. And just because we're living our dream doesn't mean like we're happy all the time. And just like the struggles that come with it, the good times that come with it. So yeah, I guess just like the intimacy of the day-to-day life.
I'm just gonna just say thanks for joining us. I know you're in season, you're busy. I hope, you know, success the rest of the season. You've become very popular, like at least from the people I follow on Twitter, you've become very popular just because you're a goal scoring machine now. Like the last couple of games, or the last like, you know, string of games, you've put together, you know, a good run of goals. So just hopefully that continues. I hope, you know, Monterrey can repeat again, and you know, just hopefully you enjoy the city and what else is to come. Pat, any last words before we let it go?
No, thank you. Yeah, keep scoring goals so we can continue to celebrate, and hopefully you get to witness the fans soon, and championship, of course, for Rayadas. And hopefully also COVID ends so you can also enjoy the city a little bit better.
Yeah, I hope so. It's all done.
Ropas.
Guys, yeah.
Ropas, is your audio good for one last thing, or to, you know, say goodbye?
I think so. Yeah, I just want to say thank you to Chris. And hopefully this pandemic is over soon, so we can really get to know Monterrey and what Monterrey has to offer. And we are really glad that you chose to get here. And thank you for your time.
No, thank you guys so much for having me on. It was really cool. I loved the questions and loved the vibe of it and everything.
Yeah, yeah, we have to get you back soon.
Yeah, we have.
Yeah. After being champions.
Yes, definitely.
All right, Christina. For Pat Rompas, I'm Eddie. Thanks for listening.